In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Secretary of State Johnson Benson is asking the state legislature to allow election workers to start processing absentee ballots early ahead of this year's elections. The legislature allowed the pre-processing in 2020, but the law has since expired.
Over two-thirds, 3.3 million of the 5.5 million citizens who voted in 2020 voted from home. We see many of them are choosing to do so again. It likely may not be that high, but we have to plan for it so that we have provisions in place and machines in place and workers in place.
Benson said she will not be mass mailing out absentee ballot applications like she did to 7 million voters in 2020. The mailing drew criticism from conservatives. Could unmanned aircraft and so-called flying cars become a reality in Michigan sooner than you think? In Lansing, the Senate Transportation Committee has met to discuss the creation of the Advanced Air Mobility Study Committee in an attempt to put Michigan at the cutting edge of an industry that, in the future, could transport people and property through the air using aircraft, including electric aircraft. State Senator Eric Nesbitt describes Senate Bill 795.
These bills really serve as a starting point to position Michigan to be competitive when it comes to an emerging industry of advanced air mobility. As with any industry, advanced air mobility investments and development will flow to areas with the least resistance.
He says since currently there are no specific laws on the issue, this committee would establish such laws to make it easier to move forward as technology permits. A hiring event is planned by Michigan Works in Benton Harbor for next month. Director of Business Solutions Mark O'Reilly tells us employers from sectors including manufacturing, healthcare, hospitality, government, retail, logistics, and construction will be at Michigan Works Training Center on West Main Street from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 8th. They're all looking to hire, as O'Reilly says there remains a shortage of workers in the area.
Our region, since the start of COVID, we've lost about 4,600 workers who've dropped out of the labor force. So really today, we're sitting with more jobs available than there are people. So you can imagine for any employer trying to hire in this market, it's very challenging. And so that's why we're putting on this event.
O'Reilly says the problem exists nationwide. He advises individuals who would like to participate to arrive interview ready with an updated resume. He says they should be ready to ask questions and be ready to speak to several employers. To attend, applicants are all asked to register, which you can do at the website of Michigan Works. We have a link to it at our website. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.